Okay, 947, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. I am Charles Johnson. And when you look at the agenda at item number 947, where it says failed performer is where Rosenbaum and Watson LLP has been edited because third-party persons don't get included in descriptions when we fill out that form. If I write Rosenbaum and Watson on that form, it gets edited out not to cover up their messy Chicago malfeasance or alleged misperformance, just as policy. But we know that we have serious police oversight issues before us during these last few months of Mayor Hale's term, if he doesn't resign. And of the four of you sitting there, only one of you has your nominee to the Community Oversight Advisory Board still serving. So it's going to be a very interesting status conference before Judge Simon discussing the messy Chicago creating a messy Portland problem. There doesn't seem to be any eagerness on the part of our well-paid firm, Rosenbaum & Watson, out of Chicago, to work with you on a procedure to fill those vacancies. There are recently 6 of 8 existing COAB members published and submitted a letter of concern. So I don't know how much can be accomplished for a bureaucratic enterprise short time between now and October 25th, but I hope that it seems to me that this year we've had relatively good fortune with the police having professional conduct and not too many people injured when they were unarmed. So hopefully that will continue. But we do need to make sure that the community knows we're serious about quality policing by having fully staffed, non-dysfunctional police oversight mechanisms. I think it's important to go back and mention the unfortunate situation where Mr. Barrett Wiggin, who was going to speak as item 944, was going to talk about spending on renovations while over 500 and actually thousands of people don't have a safe place to sleep. As a city, we've chosen to keep those people mostly unsheltered while we spend hundreds of millions of dollars to demolish and then rebuild the reservoirs, to demolish while standing and reconstruct the Portland building. So Barrett Wiggins might be more insightful and good-hearted than all of us. Mr. Grigsby's concern, I think, is rather similar. I don't know about the closing of any shelter recently. Hopefully, I don't know whether Sears shelters plan to reopen or as fall comes along or whether the Menashe family can do something. But, you know, these are real press concerns that I think we won't be judged well by the future when they see that we spent $300-400 million on redoing the reservoirs in the Portland building while 2,000 people slept outside unsheltered. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.